We have a man right here this evening, President, Nigeria Super Eagles Supporters Club, President Vincent Okumagba. Good evening and welcome to Football Frenzy.
Good evening, Blair. How are you doing tonight?
Well, we're doing great. You know, excitement everywhere, a little bit of apprehension and expectations in the minds of Nigerians. In the last 2 hours, we've been sampling opinions, you know, ahead of the Nations Cup, talking to, you know, listeners. We also had a chat with the Super Eagles head coach and some other players. So it's been fascinating going to the Nations Cup. And we all know the role the Nigerian Super Eagles Supporters Club play when it comes to, you know, tournaments like this. First, tell us, where are you currently, you know, today?
Well, currently we are at the Secretariat of the Super Eagles Supporters Club at the Balogun Stadium in Lagos, and we are planning our way to Garoua, where the first match, where the matches will be played. So we are here, members are here, because from tomorrow, we'll be finding our way to venue, to match venue in Canada.
Okay. Just like the Super Eagles have been preparing for this particular, you know, championship, I'm sure you have been preparing too. So what has the preparation been like? What are the obstacles you faced, and what are the wins that you have seen so far?
Well, the preparation has been on for months. You know, we all know that the Nations Cup will take place this year, since it didn't happen last year. So what we did as a club was to put up a committee, you know, to plan the trip. And we just follow up on the plans of the committee. But now I can tell you that we are ready. On the 9th, about 60 members of the club will be leaving, you know, from Cameroon. And then after that, another batch of 40 will also join up with them. So we are ready because, like you know, we have chapters not only in Lagos, we have them in the north already. So, we have a chapter in Bauchi, we have in Niger State, we have in Kaduna. All of them we meet up at Yola, where we'll be launching a chapter there before going to Garoua from there. So that has been a plan, you know.
Okay. We all know how important it is if we want to win, you know, for the supporters to be there. Are you assuring Nigerians that there is nothing that will stop the Nigerian Supporters Club, you know, for being in Cameroon to cheer the Super Eagles up? And also, what are new innovations that we have? Are there new songs or something? Is there a particular song for a particular Super Eagles player or coach or something? Just go into this, sir.
Well, you know, honestly, my plans initially was to have no less than 300 members of the club there. But, you know, because of finance, we're not able to do that. So that is why we limited the number to about 100. And we don't have a new song. We did a song for the AFCON games in Egypt the last time. We're still going to go with that song. You know, that song is still okay. We don't have new songs. And if any supporter tells you that they will come up with a new song, they are deceiving themselves. Because we have a traditional song for the team, and that is the song we are going to go with. These are songs that have been giving us, love, songs that have been winning matches for us. Those are songs that have been very motivational. And when the Eagles hear them, they know that, yes, the supporters are here. Mm-hmm. We are not going to change that. But what we can do is to increase the number of trumpets, you know. Usually we have about 6-7 trumpets per game, but now we're going to increase to about 15. That is what we are planning to do. If we have funds that we actually needed, we would have done more. But as we speak, we don't have no sponsors as we speak. So what we are doing is just, you know, a self-effort. Because we know the importance of this club to the team. And we don't want anything that will give the team an excuse. So we're going to provide the moral support, expecting them to score goals and do this country proud.
We all know that we expect that the government, the Nigeria Football Federation, or well-meaning individuals would have we think they should have supported the Nigerian Supporters Club. You mean you've not had any support from the NFF or well-meaning Nigerians?
We have not had such support. Maybe it will come tomorrow, we don't know, but as I speak to you, we don't have such support. Even the MTN that came to us, there are still some issues surrounding it, So, but we cannot begin to wait, and we don't want to talk, we don't want to be saying stories. Whether there is support or no support, what we are known for is that we must put money together by ourselves to fund our trips. And that is what we're going to continue to do. But if we have, a sponsor or support, we will do better than we are currently doing, But like I said, we will not. The Eagles will not lack any support. We are going to go there and do what we know how to do best, motivating them, to win laurels for Nigeria.
I also know that it is important that the Eagles do well, because it is when they do well that they also, the Supporters Club, get the inspiration to continue, to do more. How far do you think these Super Eagles can go? Looking at the issues that we've had, players pulling out, tonight we heard Odion Ighalo will not be there, no Osimhen, no Dennis, and the likes of it. Is there still hope that these Eagles can go all the way? It's all, in Nigeria, we don't play second. We don't accept anything but victory and success at major competitions like this.
Well, for me, I am not too excited with the news, because I was looking forward to players like Osimhen, Ighalo, and even Onachi, But if those players are not there, what do we have? What we have, can it withstand the other country? I mean, what the team of the other country? So I am not too excited, but I think that the Nigerian spirit, somebody said that it is when we don't plan well that we come up with a good result. But I don't think we should continue to dwell on luck, But by and large, I think we still have some good players in the team. We still have the likes of Kelechi and the rest, who I believe that the weight should be on their shoulder now to deliver for Nigeria. And it's not just about striker alone. Other positions are very good. The defense is okay. The midfield is also okay. So let's just believe that any one of them can score goals for us, The players should be spoken to. I think the team has a psychologist now. Let them talk to this player. Let them make sure that anybody can score goals. I looked at the team of Liverpool the other day. We were told that it's only one person who has not scored in that team. We should build a team like that. Nigeria is a big country. We have the talent, If we can put our hearts together, I think that we can still do well in this Nations Cup. But if we don't, we'll be knocked out and we'll come back home. That is not what I don't want to happen for this country, Nigeria is a big team. The last time we won bronze, and we should do better than what we did last time. If you say Roe has not done well, has not delivered, then now we must be able to prove to the nation, prove to the world that Roe was actually a bad coach. And to do that, for us to get better than what we did the last time.
So you don't believe that this Nations Cup can be won by the Super Eagles?
Of course, as a supporter, I will always believe, I will always support the team to do that. But, something is telling me that we are lacking something, And when the chips are down, can this player actually, stand the test of time? Can they withstand the likes of Mo Salah and the rest? I think time will tell. But as a supporter, like I told you, we will continue to support anything that Nigerian put forward to represent her. And I think we are going to do that for this tournament. We will support them massively. We will sing and dance for them. And we will pray for them as well. Don't forget, that we are also going to go spiritual. We'll pray for them as well to ensure that, they deliver for us. Because it's when they win that we will be happy. If they don't win, then our spirit will be dampened.
Thank you very much. We're currently playing one of your songs for Abuja to enjoy, and I'm sure it will be bringing back memories, this Nigerian Super Eagles Supporters Club doing their thing. Thank you very much, President, for the opportunity to talk with you tonight. We hope when next we'll be talking to you, we'll be celebrating, and eventually at the end of this tournament we will celebrate with the Africa Cup of Nations trophy.
That would be fine. Thank you so much for having me. It's really a pleasure speaking to you.
All right. Thank you very much.